It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time to take a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. Quiet is the word for today. Sun and clouds will do it, 35 to 40. At this time of the year, the normal high is 35. Cloudy tonight, low 30s. And now for tomorrow, snow showers will come in, but they'll change over to rain showers. We don't expect much in the way of any accumulation. You know, maybe a dusting at best before it goes over to rain showers. 40 to 45, it'll rain Thursday night. Rain or showers will taper off Friday morning. In the afternoon, it'll begin to clear, and the highs will be in the low 50s. The weekend, clouds, maybe a rain or snow shower scattered about on Saturday. Don't pin anything on that. 35 to 40. And Sunday and Monday should be sunny with high temperatures near or just over 40 degrees. So if you're looking for any kind of major winter storms or cold waves, not in the cards.
The cards have dealt us a nice mild session here.
So far, every day of January thus far has been above normal. And we're now into 11 days. That's not too bad, is it?
No, it's real good. And also the days are getting longer.
Yeah, well, that's a nice thing, too.
On top of all,
all of these things are good. You know, like a lot of people have been saying to me, when is the shoe going to fall? I said, I don't know. But, you know, it can't stay like this through the whole winter. It just can't.
Well, look what's going on. I mean, what's going on out west is just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
I mean, talk about extremes, Marshall. Yeah. They were in drought all summer and fall. And now they don't know where to put the water.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. You see, stream beds that have been dry for a couple of years are raging rivers. And I'm talking, small streams. It's amazing. And the video, the great thing about social media, one of the good things about it, is people post video of what's going on where they are.
Right.
And you see some of these amazing scenes. It really is pretty amazing.
It really is. And, unfortunately, a large loss of life because of it. And it's not over yet. There's at least two more storms that are going to hit the West Coast. And what they'll do when they get here is anybody's guess. But, the computer modeling is trying to say, now, I remember last week at this time, the computer models were saying that by the end of this week, we'd have a storm. And they were basically thinking more in the way of a winter storm than just a rainstorm. So the models were right. We are having a storm, but it's rain. Now the models are saying that by this time, at the end of next week, which would be what, the 20th, around the 20th, there could be a snow event. Seeing is believing.
And you say that's around the 20th.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. We'll put that one on the back burner.
Yeah, I don't put stock in anything over three to 5 days the way it's been going.
Okay, so. I just heard I got a text message from Jim Belter. Good morning, Marshall, from Sarasota, Florida. A little chilly here this morning. And then he put along, I just announced, I don't know if you heard it yet, all flights in the United States are grounded right now.
Why is that?
Because a tracking system the FAA uses has gone down. And so they're grounding all flights in the United States this morning.
And you know what that is going to do?
Oh, it's going to make Southwest Airlines problems look like nothing. And I think that any plane that was in the air was directed to go to the nearest
airport. Yeah.
Because if you don't have the tracking system, there's no way you can have those literally hundreds and hundreds of flights in the air at the same time. You just can't.
Wow.
So that happened this morning. All flights are canceled right now. So if you're flying someplace today, make sure you call ahead and find out, or else listen to the news. Now, how about that, huh? That's not too bad for a weather report, huh?
No. Gee, that is just incredible. They said here the FAA is working to restore It's notice to air mission systems. Wow.
Sounds to me like somebody hacked the system. I'm sorry. In today's sense, come on, how can that whole system just come on? It sounds like somebody hacked into it. That's what it sounds like to me.
My goodness. Boy, wonders never cease, do they?
How would you like to be a pilot at like 20,000 feet?
Be to not have any
And tracking. Then all of a sudden, boom, all your tracking systems are gone.
Nope. Not at all.
I mean, who's first to go to the bathroom? The pilot, the co-pilot, or the radio operator?
That would be equivalent to me seeing a severe thunderstorm or a tornado, let's say hypothetically over Newark, New Jersey, heading north for us, and all of a sudden my radar goes down. Now I have nothing to track it.
Yeah, it's
scary.
It's really scary. I mean, I don't fly a lot, but I know how I would feel if I was in a plane and you couldn't see who's around you. You know?
Yeah. Very, very, very scary. Well, thank goodness our weather is not.
No, right? It's not scary. As a matter of fact, it's only scary for the skiers.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I mean, today is not, you know, not bad, 35 to 40. And then tonight, just kind of cloudy.
I will say this for the skiers. Yeah. It's been cold enough at night to make snow, and it really hasn't been warm enough to really destroy the snow that's made overnight. So they've been able to make snow in our area and have the slopes open and stuff like that, because 40 degrees during the day with some sunshine is not going to get rid of what they call packed powder, which is basically ice. But the ski areas have been able to make snow. But I tell you, it's a mild winter so far with that one cold spell. That
one
cold
spell
at
Christmas time. That was it.
And a little bit of snow. We had that little bit of snow. That's it.
Yeah.
Winter ain't winter anymore. Someone should write a song about that, a country western song. Winter ain't winter.
Don't look at me, but you will get a few snow showers changing to rain showers tomorrow. Rain tomorrow night. It ends Friday morning. And then the weekend, for the most part, is fair and chilly.
All right. Well, I want you to keep your eyes to the sky, and we'll speak to you tomorrow and find out more about this. Oh, quiet, boring weather.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.